Reflection on the Great O Antiphons by Dame Prosper Louis Pascal Guéranger. On December 17th, the Church enters on the 7 days which precede the Vigil of Christmas, and which are known in the liturgy under the name of the Great Ferias. The ordinary of the Advent office becomes more solemn. The antiphons of the Psalms, both for lauds and the hours of the day, are proper, and allude expressly to the Great Coming. Every day at Vespers is sung a solemn antiphon, consisting of a fervent prayer to the Messiah, whom it addresses by one of the titles given him in the sacred scriptures. In the Roman Church there are 7 of these antiphons, one for each of the greater ferias. They are commonly called the O's of Advent, because they all begin with that interjection. In other churches during the Middle Ages, 2 more were added to these 7, one to the Blessed Lady, O Virgo Virginum, and the other to the angel Gabriel, O Gabriel, or to St. Thomas the Apostle, whose feast comes during the greater ferias. It began, O Toma Didime. There were even churches where 12 great antiphons were sung, that is, besides the 9 we have just mentioned, O Rex Pacifice, to our Lord, O Mundi Domina, to our Lady, and O Jerusalem, to the city of the people of God. The canonical hour of Vespers has been selected as the most appropriate time for this solemn supplication to our Savior, because, as the Church sings in one of her hymns, it was in the evening of the world, per gente mundi vespere, that the Messiah came amongst us. These antiphons are sung at the Magnificat of Vespers to show us that the Savior whom we expect is to come to us by Mary. They are sung twice, once before and once after the canticle, as on double feasts, and this to show their great solemnity. In some churches it was formerly the practice to sing them thrice, that is, before the canticle, before the Gloria Patri, and after the Sicut Erat. Lastly, these admirable antiphons, which contain the whole pith of the Advent liturgy, are accompanied by a chant replete with melodious gravity and by ceremonies of great expressiveness, though in these latter there is no uniform practice followed. Let us enter into the spirit of the Church. Let us reflect on the great day which is coming, that thus we may take our share in these last and most earnest solicitations of the Church, imploring her spouse to come, to which he at length yields.